Mike Thomas, the price on the Webb telescope has ballooned in cost from an original estimate of $500 million back in 1997 to now $8.7 billion. But you think this is a better deal than trying to send humans back to the moon and beyond. Why?
Well, James Webb is just classic NASA funding where it'll cost $500 million today, $8 billion tomorrow. So there's nothing new there. With James Webb, we get a cutting-edge scientific instrument that'll teach us things we don't know, that'll peer back to the beginning of the universe after the Big Bang with the formation of galaxies, and it'll be, you know, Hubble-esque and what we learned from it. Where the current plan for the manned spaceflight program is to orbit the moon again like we did 53 years ago, and you got to wonder exactly what we're going to learn from that.
Well, then what do you do if you don't like that idea? What do you do with that legacy that stretches all the way back to the 1960s of the manned space program? Do you just put that on the shelf and say that era is closed?
Well, right now, given the funding constraints, I would continue on the path that I think the Obama administration wants to go, and that is to let the private carriers launch astronauts. SpaceX is developing that capability and may well have it by 2016, and then they would sort of take over the ho-hum duties of low Earth orbit and the space station. And NASA, given the budget constraints, just can get a lot more bang for its buck with an unmanned space program.
Well, Mike Thomas, of course, the James Webb Space Telescope now costing $8.7 billion. That's a significant part of NASA's $19 billion budget. And there's talk in Congress of slashing that budget by about $2 billion. James Webb is in there. Manned spaceflight is in there. How do you think that as the budget forming process goes forward, priorities are going to be ranked?
Well, there's two priorities. The political priority is to keep NASA as a federal jobs program, you know, providing jobs in Florida and Texas, and that's where you see Bill Nelson, Senator Hutchinson, Marco Rubio. They want to make sure, you know, they like a manned spaceflight program because, you know, Buck Rogers means bucks. The scientists and the people who are interested in research would like to see these resources diverted towards actual science where we can learn a lot more for our money. And then you look at the condition of like our Earth observation satellites and things like that, which are aging and sort of creaking around up there and sputtering. And so, you know, do we you know, jump into a manned space program that's just going to cost who knows how much money. And if it's a black hole now, how much of a black hole will it be in 5-10 years when it goes incredibly over budget like the shuttle did, like the space station did? You know, it's just a huge bomb in that budget if they continue with it.
So what do you think is actually going to happen?
Boy, I guess we would have to zoom into the future on that one. I don't know. You know, I'd like to see the prequel to Star Trek, you know, when the Enterprise is $140 trillion over budget and the Vulcans are pulling out their funding and Lockheed's lobbying to get its warp engines in there and the Federation representative from Houston is screaming and see how that played out for them. But as far as what's going to happen here, I have no clue.